So this is our funny little fishing boat, the mighty fishing vessel Seabright. She is a 22-foot seabird.
When not out to sea with Brent Robinson hand trolling from the deck, the mighty Seabright is docked at Refuge Cove Marina. The boat is the core of the business. Diana Robinson says they catch fish and then sell them fresh off the deck.
Well, I'll put it on Facebook when we come in and people can come down and just buy fish right off the boat. Okay. They're whole, gutted, gilled. We can't do any processing.
Recently, though, Seabright has been carefully expanding its market into the lower 48, sending some of its catch to businesses that want to sell traceable fish.
There's a nonprofit called Future of Fish, which has identified traceability as one of the two key ways to really fight overfishing and poor fishing and human labor practices on a global scale. So we are trying to tap into a tiny, tiny, tiny little piece of that idea by marketing really supply chain transparent fish to businesses that share that value.
Robinson says she works with traceable seafood distributors in California and New York to find those customers. She's hoping that the Path to Prosperity program can help expand their market a little more. As a Path to Prosperity finalist, Robinson will get some advice and mentoring through a business boot camp with other finalists in Juneau this fall.
My two biggest hopeful takeaways from that are networking with other Southeast entrepreneurs, learning what they're doing, what's working, what isn't working in the seafood businesses, but in small business in general. And then the other real push that I need to do is work on marketing to expand our network of sales in the lower 48 or up here.
In February, Path to Prosperity winners will be announced, and those two small businesses will receive $40,000 each. Robinson says winning the competition would be significant for Seabright.
We've bootstrapped our business. It's all self-funded. So there's a little bit of debt and, maybe looking at a boat upgrade and then maybe looking at some real scientific market research.
Robinson says she and her husband don't want to become a large business, maybe one or two employees at some point, but no bigger than that. However, she would like to connect other commercial fishermen to the traceable fish market.
I really don't see it as a space of competition. I see it as a space where the more people doing this kind of work, the better it's going to be for all of us, because the more people are going to be hearing fishers talk about what they do, understanding the idea of traceable local seafood, asking about the sourcing of their seafood when they're out at dinner or when they're at a grocery store.
As you may have guessed, sustainable fishing is important to Robinson, who grew up on an oyster farm on the East Coast.
I love the water, I love the oceans, I love seafood, and anything I can do to be a part of making all of that continue for generations to come, I think, is a win.
Robinson says it was mind-blowing to be chosen as a Path to Prosperity finalist because Seabright is such a tiny business. But she says their vision is big, and with a little help from the program, she hopes to turn that vision into reality. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.